San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, August 29th, 2021. Our guest speaker, Reverend Mark Obkamp, delivers his message, The Christ Within.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So, there is something that we do every week as we start our service. And we anchor ourselves in a truth. So as we prepare for this morning's lesson, let us anchor ourselves in that truth, that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this one power God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so as we start today's lesson, please remember that it is all one. Everything, everybody is all one in which we live and move and have our being. As I will be speaking today, I would like you to think about this quote from Terry Pratchett. Why do you go away? So that you can come back. So that you can see the place that you come from with new eyes and extra colors. I'm going to say that quote again. I want you to really take it to heart. Why do you go away? So that you can come back. So that you can see the place that you came from with new eyes and extra colors. Now I would like to take you back in time, back to the story of Dorothy Gale and her journey through enlightenment. Remember that the title of today's lesson is The Christ Within. And so as we move over the rainbow and through the merry old land of Oz, that we are never, ever far away from the Christ Within. Remember that the Christ Within is always with us, that it is never apart from us. It is only our thought process that moves away from it. It is with us always. So did you realize that the Wizard of Oz is far more than a fantasy story about a girl and her dog trying to get back home? Even though getting back home is extremely significant, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. It can also be viewed as a parable, rich with symbol, of how to achieve spiritual enlightenment and use it effectively in the physical world. It highlights the changes that we make as we move through life on our own personal yellow brick roads. It is also about the tools that we need to gather and keep within ourselves to successfully deal with those life obstacles that we encounter. These are our thoughts, emotions, actions, and reactions. As I move through today's talk, I would like you to keep these representations in mind. Dorothy Gale, she is the soul moving through life, the individual, each and every one of us. Toto represents human intuition, creativity, and imagination. These are the hidden forces of nature that help guide the soul through its journey. The still small voice within. We're going to be talking a lot about Toto. Glinda, depending if you've seen the play or not, or Glinda, the good witch. She is the sacred feminine essence, the spirit of free will and volition as well. The wicked witch of the East, who is put to rest early on in the parable, represents shattered belief systems. Notice how she never leaves Munchkinland. Then there's her sister, the Wicked Witch of the West, who seems to be a representation of oppression, something that weighs heavily upon a depressed state, tyranny, power exercised unjustly or cruelly, and our deepest fears. Perhaps going down the yellow brick road that does not serve us best. Oh yeah, there are forks in the road. There are decisions to make, and we get to make them. So our story begins there is a change coming in Kansas. And not only because there's a storm brewing, but because Dorothy, each of us, and her dog Toto, Intuition, which never leaves us, are about to embark on an incredible journey of the soul. Her house is lifted up in a twister, upward spiral, ever moving, ever changing, and carried off to a land where anything is possible. And the first thing that she does is squash all her old belief systems. Well, there goes the Wicked Witch of the East. They were shattered to begin with. So now they have been put to rest so that a new way of thinking and becoming has begun. She is greeted by the Munchkins, who alert the Good Witch Glinda that a witch has dropped a house on the Wicked Witch of the East. Why do you think that Dorothy killed her? Well, she put an end to her because she is transitioning to a higher plane of awareness than the Wicked Witch of the East could operate upon. She's in a different space already. So the Land of Oz represents a desire to enter a new level of awareness rather than staying in the normal levels of reality where everything is black and white. Color in this case represents a different state of mind. So while Glinda is trying to help Dorothy figure out who she is, in pops the Wicked Witch of the West, who represents our deepest fears. And she wants the ruby slippers badly. Why? Well, she wants to attain a higher path, but it is not her time yet. Because she is still stuck in her fears, and thus this fear turns into bullying. The ruby slippers are going to help Dorothy take the path less traveled, so that she will be able to figure things out for herself. Aha! A tool! Also note that in the book The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the ruby slippers were silver, which could also represent the spiritual cord that connects each and every one of us as we maneuver our separate yellow brick roads. Remember, we are all one. We are all connected, even though we're on different paths at different times. It's one journey, one heart, one mind, and that's who we are. Of course, the yellow brick road represents the path to enlightenment. The journey through life, when we start a new adventure, we're inexperienced and often a bit naive. In order to raise our consciousness, we must travel the path. Circular path. That's how it begins. So Dorothy and Toto set out with only each other to explore new horizons. Remember, ourselves and our intuition. And really, truly, that's the basis, and that's all we need. But there are other tools along the way, and I'm going to talk a little bit about those too. So what is the first thing that Dorothy and Toto encounter? Well, let's see. There's a fork in the road, a decision to make. There are many paths that we can choose along our journey, and some help to ease us along to our destination, and some lead us through darkness. Keep in mind that we will always, sooner or later, reach our destination. It's just a matter of how we choose to get there. So when Dorothy comes to a fork in the road, perhaps her crossroads, she meets this scarecrow guy. Now the scarecrow is a rather interesting fellow because he has no brain. This represents our own need to overcome our ignorance. Remember I said that when we start out on our new path, we're a bit naive? It's not ignorance, perhaps, maybe naivete, but for the sake of argument today, it's ignorance. Often as we begin our journey, we are in spiritual darkness. We are not yet prepared to fully understand the true nature of darkness, but we have the desire for a higher truth, a deeper knowledge, a deeper meaning. So as we move along the path, our intuition, seeking a higher truth, we run into this poor tin man, rusted solid, and he has no heart. This lack seems to represent a form of apathy. It is not enough to understand things logically when in pursuit of our goals. We must also care about them. We must feel them. We must have a heart. We need to put our emotions behind our thoughts to amplify them. We need to feel them with every part of our being. In finding the Tin Man, we are reminded that perhaps Dorothy's emotions, as often ours are, as well, are frozen. And fear can freeze things and keep us from achieving our goals better than almost anything else. Well, I can't do it because we can come up with a billion excuses. But until we have that inner feeling, that inner knowing, we can be frozen. So let it go! Oh, wait, different movie. And fear can freeze things and keep us from achieving our goals, as I said, better than anything else. So now that we have realized our ignorance and stuck or frozen emotions, let us continue along our path of enlightenment. And right in front of us, there's a deep, dark forest. This can easily represent the dark night of the soul. And we do have these painful times in our lives every now and again. It ain't going to be easy going all the way. We are going to have things we come up against that just don't feel comfortable. It happens. And in this forest, or the dark night, Dorothy meets the cowardly lion. And what does Mr. Lion represent? Let me think on that for a minute. Ah, I know. That without physical effort, all our best thoughts and emotions can go to waste. We need that effort behind the feeling. We need that motion to move forward. So as the lion antagonizes Toto, intuition, Dorothy slaps his nose, and we realize that to get into a space of higher consciousness, we need to treat and move our feet. Think of that slap as a cosmic 2x4, okay? That lion needed a cosmic 2x4 to get his awareness in line. Also, lion's desire for courage comes to symbolize a desire for the will to keep moving forward. It's what we do with what we know that will ultimately bring about significant transformational changes in our lives. Our minds, guts, and hearts must align as a representation of our thoughts, emotions, and actions. This is known as the darkness before the dawn. Spiritual awakening is just around the corner. Or is it? So now our brave heroine, tools in hand, has come out of the woods and the Emerald City is in sight. So why do Dorothy, Toto, and the lion fall asleep here? Perhaps this represents our lack of determination or strength to keep moving forward once we begin to notice progress. Oh, those old fears come up again, and we are just not willing to move forward with where we've come to. We're more comfortable standing back a little bit and maybe letting it come to us. Well, I've got news for you. It's not going to come to us unless we allow it to come to us, unless we create the alignment for it to come to us. Sometimes when we move closer to our goals, spiritual or otherwise, we tend to let every obstacle, even the teensy weensy little tiny ones, set us back. We must keep moving ahead to notice progress. If times get rough or tough, are we going to get weak or are we going to keep going? Often it isn't a matter of being weak at all, but the simple act of recollecting our thoughts, re-enlightening ourselves, and preparing to move forward again. And sometimes it is easier to remain complacent because as we experience forward movement in our lives, we begin to notice that any further forward movement could necessitate a fundamental change in who we are. Or will it? Of course it will. But we have to prepare ourselves for that fundamental change. We're never the same person today that we were yesterday, and we're not the same person today that we're going to be tomorrow. It's just the law of nature. It's how it is. And we do talk about the laws a lot in Science of Mind. So remember, our higher selves, the truth in which we live and move and have our being. Okay. The Christ within has been within us all through this journey and will never leave us. However, we must keep in tune with that sacred connection, the spiritual essence of who we are. So back to the poppy field. Any guesses as to why the Scarecrow and Tin Man didn't fall asleep besides the obvious fact that they didn't breathe oxygen? Any ideas? Okay. So remember, moving toward the Emerald City, or toward our goals, which represent personal growth, can be kind of scary. So as these two kept themselves detached, remember detached, Buddhist theory of detachment, from this fear, and kept their our thoughts and emotions aligned with their our deeper true nature, they were able to push through, get back, and continue the journey. So now let's think about it. Here we have three people lying in the poppy field sleeping. Well, we see this image of Glenda, and she waves her wand, and down comes the snow. Well, the snow represents cleansing and reawakening and moving again toward our goals. We may have fallen asleep for a while, but we're now in alignment and we're ready to move forward. So remember, at the end of everything, life is all about maintaining balance. Glenda represents balance. So now we get to the Emerald City and another obstruction. The gate is locked. But when the gatekeeper realizes the journey being undertaken, he graciously allows the All-in-One to enter. Remember, Dorothy is the All-in-One. Her companions are simply her tools. Now remember the opening of the gate? Okay, this symbolizes the opening of the heart to a deeper truth. So once they are allowed through the gate, they all get makeovers. Maybe this represents our perfection and a realignment of the divine Christ consciousness within. Do we really need to do this to stand before the wizard who represents God the Father, creative spirit? Or was it really within us all along? We are what we believe, and through this journey, our faith and belief system have been growing all along. Now don't forget that before entering the inner sanctum of Oz, where one can meet the great and powerful I Am That I Am, each of us, the lion is crowned, thus coronating him into the true belief that there is no greater strength than courage. With this renewed power, we can face whatever is needed. And sometimes it takes courage to face whatever is needed. I can attest to that. I'm sure everybody else here can as well. So our heroes enter the palace to meet an arrogant and insulting wizard who reminds us that we are always needing to face our fears and put them behind us. Remember, we are evolving, ever changing, and apparently the wizard's head is also open at the top. Ever creating, ever changing. And so even though we have built ourselves up, again, we are feeling less than and we'll need to prove our strengths to ourselves by going up against our concept of evil and a bunch of flying monkeys. So past issues that are weighing us down are the flying monkeys. Off we go to the witch's castle, but another obstacle. Again, we find ourselves in a dark forest. More darkness. More fears to overcome. Well, darn those fears. Won't they ever go away? Probably not. They'll be around now and then. And even when we think we've worked on an issue, it's going to crop up again. And we'll peel away a little bit more of the onion. And the next time it comes up, we'll peel a little bit more away. And eventually we'll get there. So wait a minute. If the wizard represents God, why can't he simply remove these issues by himself? Because if Dorothy goes home without facing the witch, her evils, then subsequently she really hasn't dealt with her deepest fears and will not be able to transcend them. So off we go to the witch's castle. But Dorothy finds a shortcut. She and Toto are captured and taken prisoner. Once again, our highest good being masked by an apparent evil. Well, once there, Toto again escapes, symbolizing the human spirit's desire for freedom. He finds Dorothy's friends, her inner strengths, and he leads them to Dorothy. This pup ain't no dummy. Of course not, he's intuition. So now the inner strengths need to realign as the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion seek out Dorothy, and Toto leads them right to her. Of course, intuition is always right. Now that Dorothy has been found and set free, they all get cornered by the Wicked Witch. Remember, she's even more powerful than the other one. After being chased all around the castle. So remember, evil takes hold of us and doesn't always give up easily. Because evil is our concept of evil. It's all it is. And until we're ready to release that concept of evil, evil's going to surround us. Evil's going to power us. Evil's going to be a driving force in our lives. And we give into it. But at this point, she decides to set Scarecrow ablaze. Why? She's attempting to destroy the mind and free will or volition. Much like we see going on around us these days with the media and propaganda from all corners and beyond. But the Tin Man and Dorothy have come up with a plan, and it takes all of the friends' tools working together to put it into play. And long story short, as Dorothy attempts to put out the fire and extinguish the flames, she splashes water on the Wicked Witch and melts her. What else are we melting here? Perhaps the last of our own fears for the moment. Upon her death, the soldiers regain their peace, a sense of balance, because they were never the real threat. And the spell that she has cast upon the flying monkeys has been lifted as well. They had all been evil's followers, and without the Wicked Witch's stimulus, they are no longer under her control. They're free! They too have become in alignment. So when Dorothy and company bring back the broomstick as proof that the witch is dead, the wizard becomes hesitant to help them. And once again, Toto, intuition, reveals the truth by pulling back the curtain and revealing a timid old man. Is he really a fraud? Is he really God? Nope, just someone who represents how far we can remove ourselves from our true God essence. In an attempt to save face, he offers them physical placeholders, gifts, for the spiritual tools that each has become along the journey. Of course, now that they have proven to themselves what they have become, they really don't need these trinkets, but they accept them anyway. Perhaps as a visual reminder, the old man offers Dorothy a balloon ride home, admitting that he can't remember how to fly it. And on departure day, just before liftoff, intuition, Toto comes through again and jumps ship. As soon as Dorothy listens to intuition and goes after Toto, the balloon departs, and she realizes that she has been spared an eternity of aimless drifting with the false savior. After all, the Christ within is really all the God within. There is no God outside. There is no God anywhere but right here. Yes, God works with us and through us, and everything we see around us is God. But the true God for each and every one of us is right here. So during the course of the film, Dorothy has been awakening to her higher self at her own pace. And at this point, Glenda shows up to remind Dorothy that she has always had it in her to go home, to go back within, but that she had to believe it for herself. She is now ready to return to Kansas and face her challenges with a new awareness, a deeper realization of the qualities that she has within, that she has had within her all along. She's ready to take that color and trade it for black and white, because now she has the tools to work with that black and white. And nothing is really black and white. Maybe gray area once in a while, but never, never really all black and white. Now, wisdom, passion, and fortitude, courage and pain or adversity is what she's learned. After uttering, "There's no place like home," and clicking her heels three times, and oh, by the way, spiritually, the number three represents growth, inspiration, inner guidance, and manifestation. The energy of joy and faith is embodied in this number and indicates that the universe is giving you all the support and guidance you need to fulfill your desires and life's missions. Anyway, she clicks her heels three times. And does she land foot first? Nope. Dorothy wakes up in bed, surrounded by her family and friends. Now, why does she wake up in bed? Has it all been an illusion? A dream? Not for Dorothy. She tries to tell the less enlightened about her journey, but since they are at a different place in their spiritual journey, they simply laugh at her. If you've ever tried to tell someone something that they're not ready to hear, you'll understand. And trust me, I've given up on that. I don't do that anymore. I just present the facts, and if they're ready to accept, they'll accept. If they're not, they won't. So think about this for a moment. As we move through this path, our path of enlightenment, each within our own timing, we can move beyond the appearances of the world today and look deeper to the Christ within and begin living our higher truths. We ready to do that? I think so. Remember always that we are divine beings having a human experience. And all it takes is a balanced intelligence, genuine care, and most of all, undying courage to wash away or forgive any suffering that we have experienced in our lives. For any suffering that we've experienced in our lives is of our own doing. We carry that suffering. We carry that pain. We don't let go. So as we do this, as we do let go, as we forgive, all within our own space and timing, because nobody's on the same path at the same time, then we too will reach our personal emerald cities. Ernest Holmes reminds us in the Science of Mind textbook, page 272 and 273, that, quote, "There is no mediator between God and man except Christ. Christ means the truth about ourselves. So if we have to make a choice and feel we do not know which or what to choose, we must be still in our own consciousness and know that the Spirit within us knows which of these is right and most constructive way and will guide us. When intelligence makes a demand upon itself, it answers its own demand out of its own nature. It cannot help doing so." End quote. Dorothy had the answers within all along. It was simply a matter of finding the path that led her back to center. Just like each and every one of us. If we're askew, if we're off track, we can take a moment to sit in the silence and lead ourselves back to center. The answers are always within. And that path took her home. And she came back with new eyes and extra colors, a deeper spiritual awareness. Indeed, there's no place like home. So welcome home. This is your spiritual home, and we're here for you. I thank you for your time and attention this morning. Namaste.